Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The Houthis in Yemen say a British-registered ship, which they attacked in the Gulf of Aden on Sunday, has sunk. The Ruby Mar is said to be carrying hazardous fertiliser. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale.
Houthi rebels have been attacking merchant shipping in the Red Sea since November. The Iranian-backed group claims it's doing so to support Palestinians in Gaza. But the Houthis are now escalating. A spokesman claimed a British-owned cargo vessel, which had attacked with missiles late on Sunday, had sunk. There was no independent confirmation of this, but the UK government said the Ruby Mar had been abandoned, it was taking on water, and the 24 crew had been rescued. A government spokesman condemned the attack as completely unacceptable and said the UK and its allies reserved the right to respond appropriately.
Brazil has recalled its ambassador to Tel Aviv in an escalating diplomatic row following President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's controversial statements about the Israeli action in Gaza. On Sunday, he described the conflict as a genocide, not a war, which could only be compared to Adolf Hitler's decision to exterminate the Jews. Brazil's Vice President, Geraldo Alckmin, has defended Lula's position.
Presidente Lula.
President Lula made two points clear. First, that the attacks carried out by Hamas were a terrorist act. And second, that he defends peace. He would like a ceasefire to be reached as part of wider peace efforts in the region.
Official figures from Israel show its economy took a significant hit in the final quarter of last year, attributed to the war in Gaza. One measure of output, GDP, plunged by almost a fifth compared to the previous 3 months. It's been driven by a drop in consumer spending following the October the 7th attacks. The spokeswoman for the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has said investigators will not release his body for another 2 weeks because they say further tests need to be carried out. Earlier, Mr. Navalny's widow, Yulia, speaking in a video message, said her husband had been killed because the Russian President Vladimir Putin couldn't break him. With more details, here's Sarah Rainsford.
Vladimir Putin has spent the past two decades systematically crushing all political opposition in the country. But now, of course, over the past few days, we have seen people bringing flowers and leaving tributes to Alexei Navalny. These are people who do want change in Russia, who are sympathetic to Navalny's cause. And Yulia Navalny has now called on them to unite in a fist and to punch Vladimir Putin's regime. But I think people really, the fear is very strong and the sense of pointlessness. And of course, it was Alexei Navalny who punched the hardest in his lifetime, and he paid an extremely high price for that.
World News from the BBC. Ukrainian officials say a Russian pilot who defected to Ukraine last year has been found dead in Spain. Maxim Kuzminov's bullet-riddled body was reportedly discovered in an underground garage near Alicante. He'd been assigned to transport parts for fighter planes between two Russian air bases in August when he changed sides and instead landed his helicopter in Ukraine. Somalia's ambassador to the UN has told the Security Council that Ethiopia's recent agreement with the breakaway region of Somaliland amounts to a declaration of war. The deal would reportedly give Addis Ababa access to the sea in exchange for recognition of Somaliland's independence. The ambassador said Ethiopia was trying to annex part of Somalia and wanted to establish a military base on the coast. The head of the UN mission in Somalia, Katrina Lang, said the situation must be resolved peacefully through dialogue and urged all parties against inflaming tensions.
I echo the words of the Secretary General, who has recalled that the Security Council has repeatedly affirmed its respect for the sovereignty, territorial integrity and unity in Somalia and called for all parties to engage in peaceful and constructive dialogue and to refrain from inflammatory words or actions that could further escalate tensions. Situation must be resolved through constructive dialogue. In that regard, it is disappointing that no significant progress was made at the recent Africa Union summit.
An American man has confessed to raping and killing a fellow US tourist at one of Germany's best-known visitor attractions. Troy Philip B. admitted to pushing two women off a ravine last June, fatally injuring one of them near the Neuschwanstein Castle. He's facing charges, including murder. Astronomers say they've discovered what could be the brightest object in the universe. The quasar, a core of a distant galaxy, shines about 500 trillion times brighter than our sun. It also has the fastest growing black hole ever recorded at its centre. That's the latest BBC News.